Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day we have today. We thank Jesus for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 77 and verse 11 and 12. The Bible writes, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, I'll focus your attention on the word meditate. What does that mean, to meditate? To engage in contemplation or reflection, or to focus one's thoughts on. King David said, I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. The question is, until you meditate on God's word, what can you say that will make any real difference? All you will be doing is sharing your opinion, which is just one of many. You will not be able to speak convincingly or make any real difference in the life of the person to whom you are speaking. It's God's word that changes people's lives, not yours. I just want to share a few benefits of meditation, right? There are actually five ways to assimilate God's word. Number one is to read God's word. Number two is to study God's word. Number three is to, number is to hear God's word. Second is to read God's word. Third is to study God's word. Fourth is to memorize God's word. And fifth is to meditate God's word. These are the five ways of meditating and assimilating God's word in your DNA. All right. But there are few benefits that I want to share with you of meditation. Number one, it cultivates within you a love for God and his word. Number two, it gives you insights and spiritual understanding. Number three, it is a source of reassurance and strength. Number four, it empowers you to be a genuine witness for Jesus Christ. Number five, it renews your mind. Number six, it protects you from sin. Number seven, it restores your soul and your emotions. Number eight, it enables you to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Number nine, it causes your spirit to come alive. Number 10, it assists you in understanding God, others, and yourself. My dear brothers and sisters, there is great power in God's word, and Bible meditation gives you access to that power. I like what Apostle Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God, the best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your tickets to participation in the life of God. This was from the Message translation. So my dear brothers and sisters, not only read the word, but meditate upon the word. Take time to know your God, and every blessing will overtake you today, and God bless you abundantly. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We praise you, we thank you, we honor you. Abba Father, we are grateful to you that we are living in the land of the living, that Father God, that we can read your word, meditate upon your word, intercede for one another, pray for one another. Lord, that we can praise your name, worship your holy name, and give you the due glory and honor that's due to your name. And Father, we thank you for that. I pray, Lord, today that as we read your word, give us the grace to meditate upon your word. Give us the grace to study your word, to memorize your word, and Lord God Almighty, to assimilate your word in our system, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that, Lord, your word will speak to us. The Holy Bible is a talking book. It talks to us. You will speak to our spirit, our soul, and our body, O Father God, as we read and meditate upon your word, O Father. Lord God Almighty, today I lift up your flock into your hands. You will bless them. You will be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one and prosper them in every area of their lives. I also pray, O Lord God Almighty, for the ones who are grappling, O Father, with their health conditions. I speak healing into their lives, into their bodies, into their mind, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we want to say thank you. Today, Lord God Almighty, we also remember the earthquake-struck countries of Turkey and Syria and the people who are bereaved, who have lost their loved ones. Lord, you are a God of all comforts. You'll comfort their hearts, their minds, O Father God. Wipe away the tears and have mercy upon that nations. And I pray that you will be glorified and be magnified, that through it all, they will know the Creator of this universe, and they will fear God and live their lives in accordance to your word. We thank you, we praise you, we bless you, and we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day, an excellent weekend, and please remember to worship God on Sunday. Go to church. God bless you. God be with you. And bye for now.